We've played 2.5 minutes of injury time at the end of what's been an enthralling and absorbing second half. Donegal leading by 1 goal and 10 points to Tyrone's 12 points. Donegal, you'll be glad to hear,
get another
in
point.
Possession.
Just get up and
it's Oisin Gallen, big long strides, the number 15 who has come on as a second half substitute. He's done well, hasn't he, Martin? He's done well on this occasion too, because he still has the ball and
it's
he sees awareness, because Donegal are in on goal. Are they going to go for goal or a point? Fisted across.
Goal!
Net.
Goal!
And that's a win for Donegal. A goal for Donegal. And surely to God, that seals what will be a vital 2 league points.
Oh, brilliant goal. Is it Jack McKelvey that finished it? Jack McKelvey that finished it. Brilliant play. And let's give credit to everybody there. Pádraig Mógán was right. Pádraig Mógán was spot on right, not to go for the point.
Yep.
I would say first over the bar, the game over, and that's game over now anyway. And that's a brilliant second half by Donegal, and a brilliant goal. Deserved. Our second half performance has been brilliant. Now we have the 14 men behind the ball, and this is a big victory.
Yeah, and we're just confirming things, because a wee bit of activity after that goal. Owen McFadden Ferry picked up a yellow card. Donegal doing ever so well to deal with a dangerous situation in front of their own goal. And the full-time whistle has been blown by the match referee, Brendan Colley. Donegal, 2 goals and 10 points. That's 16 points to Tyrone's 12 points. That goal right at the end from Jack McKelvey, sealing what was, it could prove to be a hugely important victory. But more importantly, Martin, a hugely impressive result. And Donegal can hopefully kick on from this, because they battled themselves back into this game. At half time, we didn't have all that much confidence that they were going to do it, but I'll tell you what, they produced a hugely impressive second half display.
Yeah, we talked about it before the game. Donegal are very good at playing against the one, and it was the exact same thing today. Now, they lost the toss to Tickett and Kerry, and the team that plays with the one in the first half normally wins games, and it happened here the night again. They lost the toss the first half, but they didn't play well the first half, you know, look at the second. Sometimes the team playing against the one use a lot of energy, but the second half performance is good. And let's give credit to the management team. Conor Miley was a big player for Tyrone up to now. He used to pick Myron McHugh, but he was a big player. Even last week against Kildare, he was a big player. They made a decision with Ryan McHugh into the full forward and took Myler out of the game as well. And really, Donegal created a lot of problems in there, and they created the goal chances. I thought there were some great performances. Conor Donnell, I would say, would be my man of the match. I thought he was good. I thought Paddy McBurdy had a great game today. I thought his work great, his team work great, and everything else was very, very, very good. And Owen Van Gallagher, coach Owen McFadden Ferry was there. It's good to see Stephen McMenamin back, Keelan Ward again. And you know, we've won this game, you know, without people who say, you know, Keelan McGonigal, who was playing well, Conor Donald seems to have got our team man of the match, he's come over, with Keelan McGonigal, who was really having a good year, without Michael Murphy and without Michael Langan. You know, at least them three players, you know, we're talking about it. And then you only had Oisin Gallen coming off the bench and everything else and that there, you know. And so, with everything, you know, with players injuring, it's a big result, and it keeps the record in Ballybofey that we haven't been beaten in the league here in 12 years. We have Monaghan coming here, is it next week, whatever is it, next
2 weeks
week,
time is it
2 weeks, weeks time is it Monaghan come here. So it's great for Donegal, and it's brilliant result. And I mean, look at the Kerry game, was disappointing. They took a lot of stick and everything else, and we're all disappointed and everything else, but this is a great performance. And you know, the great thing about it is Conor Donnell has arrived as a brilliant footballer in Donegal, and another player that's going to be marked. I thought Shane O'Donnell was good today as well. And you know, we got a bit of game time into Niall O'Donnell and everything else, and the whole, you know, the thing worked. Patton's brilliant free kick and really working.
That was important. That was an important score, because at that stage of the half, okay, early stages of the second half, but it was Tyrone who scored the opening score of that second half to go back in front 8-4. And Sean Patton's free from some distance, Martin, into the wind, up and over the bar, and it almost set the tone, because almost immediately Donegal got themselves in front with Conor O'Donnell's first point of the second half. He went down to score 3 points, and remember, he got that vital goal as well towards the end of the first half.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the goal, Conor Donnell's goal, was brilliant. You're right. And you know, but it's good all round team performance, and that's good. And you know, we talk about players, strength of a panel, and everything else is going to be important. Look, it, let's enjoy it. It's a good day. It's a big day for Donegal. One we probably didn't expect. People were, even at half time, we didn't expect, and that's what's great about it. And we showed heart. We talked about it. Declan Bonner talked about it during the week. Heart and determination, and everything else. And that was Bonner's there the other day, particularly that second half. you know. And I mean, this is the All-Ireland champions came to town. They were hot favourites. They had a good one last week. We weren't going well and everything else. And I thought it was a great performance by Donegal. And, you know, this that gives us 5 points. You feel one more point, I'll keep us safe. You know, and you look at it going forward now, you might beat them tomorrow next week, and hopefully we can beat them next week now. I say you expect Kerry to beat them tomorrow. So, all round, great performance. Have to give credit. We do give out when things are wrong. We have to. That's what we're here for. But we have to give credit of the day, credit to the management team, credit to the team on the field, and credit to everybody else. And it's a good victory for Donegal supporters, for the supporters. And it puts pride in our county, which is important. And it just shows that, you know, even that Ulster semi-final last year, we weren't that far away. And yeah, we're not that far away. And we have a lot of good footballers in Donegal. And this is a heart-lifting performance, Dermot.
Yeah, and in that second half, you almost felt as if Donegal had a point to prove, because they played as a team. And they, they didn't get everything right, but they battled so hard, and they got the scores at vital times in that half. Conor O'Donnell, we've already mentioned him. Shane O'Donnell got a vital score as well midway through that second half. Oisin Gallen, as you say, Martin, introducing players from the bench. Oisin Gallen got a point. Remember that good score? Patrick McBurty was involved, and Oisin Gallen was also involved in that move, which ended with Jack McElvey. Well, he did ever so well, didn't he, too, to dive low and fist the ball into the back of the net, and it was the goal that sealed what was such a welcome and impressive victory.
Yeah, it was. You know, as you said, a brilliant victory. And you know, looking at it, it's you know, 2-10-12. If we look at the score, and I mean, that means that both teams got 12 points. We got the goals. Like Tyrone probably missed the scores the first half, but the two goals were well worth. And when we ran at them, we caused them trouble, particularly in their full back line area in there. And when we just came at them and you know, got inside them. And you know, it's a good victory. But the great thing about it is, we, you know, there's still so much improvement to do. Now, the one thing I'd say after today in Kerry, we were very good at playing against the one in Donegal, but we're poor with the one. So we just got to work a wee bit in our game with the one. What we're going to do differently and change it. We do maybe keep the same tactics, maybe both halves and everything else. But today you can say, you know, we were happy enough at halftime, but sometimes Donegal teams, as we see, play better against the one, even we see in club football. But I think if we just could do better when we're playing with the one, that would make a big difference. So one thing, you know, we have to get out of the game and everything else. But listen, that you have to be very, very, you know, you have to be very happy. And this is the kind of performance. Like, the championship's not that long away.
No.
And this is the kind of performance. And look, we want to win our games here. We've Armagh coming here in the championship. We need to beat Monaghan next week here as well, and set down the tone that we're not going to be beaten in Balbuffet and any team that comes here. And again, yeah, it's a good pitch for us.
It is. Tomorrow's fixtures, by the way, in Division 1, Kildare host Dublin, Monaghan against Kerry, and Mayo up against Armagh. So three big games tomorrow. Again, as it stands, Donegal move on to 5 points, along with Kerry, along with Armagh and Mayo. Donegal, of course, having one game extra played. And their next out then on Sunday, March the 13th, Donegal will take on Monaghan here at Sean McCool Park in Balbuffet. That game will start at 1:45, and it's going to be an interesting weekend, because that same day Tyrone will be back in Omagh against Dublin. That's one we'll all look forward to as well. That's at 3:45, and those two games will be on the Sunday. On the Saturday night, Armagh will play host to Kildare, and Kerry will take on Mayo. It's all beginning to get very interesting in Division 1, Martin.
Yeah, well, it depends on how the Dublin-Kildare game go tomorrow, but that Tyrone-Dublin game will be a massive game then. Like, Tyrone will want to win that to get on to 5 points, because Tyrone are out in the preliminary round in Ulster, so they'll want to get the league sorted out as quickly as possible. Now they still, what are they, only 3 points after tonight, and you know, they have, suppose people say, maybe Kildare played and everything else in the league, and they, you know, so from that point of view, Tyrone will need them 2 points next week and everything else. Yeah, but it's a great division, and it's a tough division, and you know, all the draws the first day and everything else has made it more exciting. But yeah, you know, 5 points now is a good position to be in. So most people did say, Donegal people maybe were panicking a wee bit after the disappointment of the Kerry game and everything else, but you're expected to get beat by Kerry anyway. That was going to happen. But I think the big thing about tonight was the performance showed the heads didn't go down. We dug deep and everything else, and we just need to sort out a right footed free taker if Michael Lang is not going to be playing, or Michael Murphy, just to get that sorted out. Whoever's going to be, he's going to have to start practicing freezing and everything else, Dermot. But I think that this is a victory that's going to give the whole county a lift, give everybody a lift in the county and everything else. And look, we proved tonight, forget about the Kerry game now, we proved tonight we're not that far away. We're not far away. There's a real open championship coming. It's open. Dublin have joined the pack, and you know, at least Kerry are not that great. We've seen it last weekend, and people are saying an Ulster team could win it. Yeah, any Ulster team could win it. So it's going to be great. But we've shown tonight, the one thing about it tonight is that Donegal have shown that we have got talent, we've got footballers coming, and we have a lot of are good players, and if we get everybody fit and everything else, will be a match for anybody on that second half, particularly performance tonight, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, Sean McCool Park has quickly emptied here. I'm sure quite a lot of you are back in the cars, making your way home and perhaps tuned in to Highland Radio. We're just tidying a few things up here before we go as well. Martin, it's worth mentioning Division 2, big game tomorrow in Cusick Park. Derry going ever so well in Division 2. Big game for them tomorrow, and if they can manage to take another win from then, well, they'll be certainly enjoying life in Division 2.
Well, the other two teams that you feel are be battling for promotion with them, you'd think, with no disrespect to Clare, but if Clare won tomorrow, they're really in the promotion battle then. But you think is Galway and Roscommon, and both them won today. Galway had a big one in Cork, Roscommon had a big one in Down, so Derry need to win tomorrow. Difficult place to go to win, and even saw the Clare under 20 team beat the Offaly under 20 team today, and Offaly are champions under 20 last year, so they're bound to have so many them players. But Clare beat them today and beat them well, so Clare have a lot of good footballers. That's going to be, as you said, a big game for Rory Gallagher and his men. And you know, last week they hadn't got Gareth McInnes, or they hadn't Kieran McFaul. You know, are they going to have them players tomorrow? And it's a big game for them. It's always difficult in the National League, as we've seen here tonight. Home advantage is a big thing, Jim. It's a massive thing. So Clare at home is a big game. But if Derry need to win it to stay, because Galway and Roscommon are going really well.
They are indeed. Donegal's hurlers, by the way, they're out and tomorrow as well. They're in Aughrim and County Wicklow. That game in Division 2B throws in at 12:30. Tomorrow on Sunday Sport in Highland, you can hear an extended interview that I had with Martin prior to tonight's game. We were chatting about the GAA Congress and the votes in favour of the revamped All-Ireland Football Championship. Martin, your thoughts on that just very quickly before we go back to Joe in studio?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's a good idea, and I think it's going to be fair to everybody then. You'll not have people saying Kerry had an easy run in Munster, and then they come up, you know, and Kerry then themselves feel they get tested and everything else. And I think the one thing about it is the seeding in the league and everything else. And I suppose after the first year, the Tailteann Cup winners come into it as well, so they'd be the eighth team in it and that there. So the whole seeding in the league is very important. So your league is going to be very important. You'll try to have to win every game to get a better seeding. If you don't get to the Ulster final, which can happen, that a team doesn't get to the Ulster final, Ulster final, you're not seeded. So you want to have a situation where in that situation, you know, you want to where that that you, you know, you're well up in the league, that you get the seed in the league.
Yes,
that top
yes.
seven teams when the Tailteann Cup winners come into it becomes.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be, you know, there's going to be so much football there for supporters, and 2023 this all comes in. So yeah. Another year to look forward to.
Oh yeah, much so. A lot of games and a lot of extra revenue. Hopefully it'll come down to the clubs and that there, which is very important.
Yeah, okay. As we look down on the pitch here at Sean McCool Park, the members of the media are getting some after-match interviews with some of the players involved in what was a hugely enjoyable Alliance National Football League Division 1 encounter here. Donegal and Tyrone have served up some memorable games over the years, and this was another one that we've enjoyed here tonight, and it ended in a good victory for Donegal. They won this one by 2 goals and 10 points to Tyrone's 12 points. My thanks to Martin McHugh here on co-commentary, and to Kieran O'Donnell on stats, and thanks to Joe back in studio. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.